AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Three of the four people coming home to America tonight in a complex prisoner exchange with several countries have a big welcome tonight at Joint Base Andrews near Washington. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the families affected, including the husband of free journalist Alsu Kermisheva.
We got a call from the White House that we were invited to the White House. We were uncertain, so much so that we even hoped to get to the Taylor Swift concert that we were supposed to go to this Friday.
Charged in the stabbing death of a 10-year-old in Donegal Township, Pennsylvania, a 13-year-old boy, police say. Cops say the 10-year-old was a guest in the house. Data about manufacturing and unemployment claims sent Wall Street to a sharply down day. Art Hogan, chief market strategist, B. Riley Wealth.
Good news is there's plenty of news in front of us that could turn this sentiment around, but it's just not going to happen today.
This is ABC News. A Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the ex-interpreter for Shohei Ohtani has agreed to plead guilty to running an illegal gambling business. Services held in Texas for the late Sheila Jackson Lee.
Walking onto the stage, Vice President Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, shared a hug with President Bill Clinton and the last woman to take on Donald Trump on the ticket, Hillary Clinton. Then she began her eulogy.
The extraordinary life of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Remembering the tireless Texas Congresswoman as a political force of nature.
Sheila was just a presence. She was a presence.
A member of Congress for decades, Sheila Jackson Lee passed away last month at 74 years old. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Korean Air has grounded a beloved instant noodle cup. No longer serve Shin Ramyun instant noodles in economy class, saying it's to prevent burn accidents and turbulence. Business in first class will still get it. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates fighting human trafficking say Wisconsin needs to do a much better job. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
CEO of Zetea Community, Marlene Sorensen, says we need to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Authorities are going after suspected deer poachers in southeast Wisconsin. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and game wardens are zeroing in on a 200-square-mile area around Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. They're asking for information from anyone who knows anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But some something we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddie Peralta held Atlanta to just three hits, but two of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddie did really good. Six innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover shower or rumble coming to an end? The clouds pretty thick here in the overnight with mid-60s by sunrise, light north winds. For your Friday, skies turning sunny, highs of the upper 80s, close to 90, a light north wind of 5 to 10. Currently 71 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday, Wabbits, Wabbits, Wabbits. It's the first day of August, and well, a lot going on in the world right now. Major prisoner swap. By the way, just a heads up, tomorrow, in the third hour of the program, in honor of cat ladies and dog dudes for Harris, we're going to have Dr. Marty on the program, who is going to, he's the famous veterinarian. For the entire hour, he will be taking your calls about pet questions. I know we've got a lot of dog and cat owners out there. And, every now and then it's nice to take a break from politics, especially in the dead of summer, although it's not been quite the quiet summer that we had all anticipated. Anyhow, a lot going on in the news. I'll get to that in just a moment. Also, Georgia's latest voter suppression tactic, a blueprint for disenfranchisement. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. It looks like we'll get to that. Yeah, no, it's topic two. In the top of the second hour of the program today, Phil Itner is going to be with us live from Kyiv, Ukraine. Sounds like things are getting better, and also there's reports that the F-16s took off. Also, why Josh Shapiro may be the right person for the Kamala ticket. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour of the program, is the Fed chair trying to get Donald Trump elected by keeping interest rates high? And, of course, your calls throughout all 3 hours today. So, you know, a lot to talk about. Kamala Harris just tweeted out, growing up, my mom made Punjab choli and my dad made collard greens, while Donald Trump's dad made sure black people couldn't rent his apartments. Yes, really. There you go. Yeah. Okay. I guess that, you know, it's a huge news story that Donald Trump went full racist yesterday at this Association of Black Journalists. And, questioning Kamala Harris's heritage. It kind of raises the question. Some people have pointed out at various times Donald Trump has claimed that he's Swedish, and then he's claimed that he's German, and then he's also claimed that he's Irish. That's sort of not quite the same. I'm wondering, this is Jane of the North on Twitter. She says, I didn't know he was orange until a number of years ago when he happened to turn orange. I respect either one, but he obviously doesn't, because all of a sudden he became an orange person. I think somebody should look into that. Yeah, right. But the question, I suppose, for Trump lovers, and I think, their defense of him, and it's all over right-wing media right now, and all over the, the Trumposphere. And he's doubling down, by the way. He tweeted out a picture this morning of Kamala Harris with her mother's family, her mother and her mother's mother and, the father. They're all Indian and, brothers and sisters and things. And said, thank you, Kamala, for reminding us of your Indian ancestry. Raises the question, are J.D. Vance's kids Indian, Caucasian, or both?
I mean, this whole Republican obsession with identity politics, well, really with race, I mean, that's the bottom line here, is just, I was going to say bizarre, but what it really is just racist. Louise and I were talking about this morning, and I pointed out, you know, for 21 years on this program, our black callers have been saying, there's a lot more white racists than you realize. You know, you all think that most white people aren't racist. Not true. And, you know, for much of my life, I would have been very skeptical about an assertion like that. But I can tell you over the last 20 years, I've figured it out. There are a hell of a lot more white racists out there than anybody expected. And Richard Nixon pandered to them with his whole law and order thing and his silent majority and his war on drugs. Ronald Reagan pandered to them, you know, talking about young bucks and, you know, in front of you in the checkout line at the supermarket getting steak with their food stamps. Doesn't that piss you off? And going to Philadelphia, Mississippi, where Goodman, Schwerner, and Cheney were murdered, the three civil rights workers, and giving a speech to an all-white audience. His first speech of his presidential campaign in 1980, Ronald Reagan did, about states' rights, which, of course, you know, was code for maintaining segregation. The only president that I, you know, the only Republican president that I can think of that wasn't, that didn't explicitly pander to black and white racism was George W. Bush, although he certainly did a number on Muslims. But anyhow, there's that. There was a huge prisoner swap this morning. There's a Donald Trump piece to this, too. You'll recall a couple of weeks ago, Trump came out and made the public statement that Putin was not going to release any prisoners until after the election because, you know, once Trump is elected, Putin will do that as a thank you to him because they're such good friends. And, well, yeah, I mean, they are, you know, dictators of a feather flock together and all that kind of thing. But Joe Biden pulled this thing off, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the Biden-Harris administration. The Russians released Paul Whelan, who, by the way, was taken by the Russians during Trump's presidency in 2018, and Trump did absolutely nothing to get him released, at least nothing that any of us can see in any news reports. He released Evan Gerskovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, who was taken a little over a year ago, I believe. He also released, Putin also released Alsu Kirmashiva and Vladimir Kara-Murza. Vladimir Kara-Murza was an opposition politician who was sort of loosely aligned with Alexei Navalny. Alsu Kirmashiva, I don't know much about, other than that apparently she's a journalist. I'm assuming it's a she. This is what President Biden said in a public statement this morning. He said the deal that secured their freedom was a feat of diplomacy. All told, we've negotiated the release of 16 people from Russia, including 5 Germans and 7 Russian citizens who were political prisoners in their own country. Some of these women and men have been unjustly held for years. All have endured unimaginable suffering and uncertainty, and today their agony is over. He added, I'm grateful to our allies who stood with us through tough, complex negotiations to achieve this outcome, including Germany, Poland, Slovenia, Norway, and Turkey. This is a powerful example of why it's vital to have friends in this world whom you can trust and depend upon. And of course, that's kind of a sideways swipe or a backhand swipe at Donald Trump also, because, you know, Trump basically disses all of our allies and just says, oh, let's just suck up to the dictators. So, you know, there is that. Also, J.D. Vance is jumping in on, you know, Trump playing the race card. This is pathetic. He told reporters, quote, it's hysterical about how much the media is overreacting. He said the president doesn't do scripted BS stuff. He actually goes into hostile audiences. He answers tough questions. He pushes back against them, but he actually answers them. Actually, he didn't. I mean, that's why the reporters kept saying, Mr. Trump, you're not answering the question. Meanwhile, today, Chuck Schumer has scheduled a vote on the floor of the Senate for the child tax credit. Now, the child tax credit, it was originally passed as part of the American Rescue Act back in 2021. President Biden, a major accomplishment, got it through the House and Senate. Of course, the Democrats were in charge of both at the time. And it reduced child poverty in America by half. It lifted millions, tens of millions of of children out of poverty in the United States. And what this tax credit does is it gives, it's a minimum maximum refundable amount per child of $1,800 in 2023, $1,900 in 2024. And that would be because 2023 is because people this year will be filing last year's taxes. $1,900 in 2024 and $2,000 in 2025, and then after that it's inflation adjusted. The bill also expands the low-income housing tax credit that Senator Ron Wyden, my senator here from Oregon, says will, quote, add more than 200,000 affordable housing units nationwide. Chuck Schumer on the floor of the House, or the Senate rather, said, I urge my Republican colleagues not to stand in the way of helping parents and small businesses and families keep a roof over their heads when it's time to vote on Thursday, which is today. Kamala Harris tweeted back in March of 2023, our budget restores this tax credit permanently because we believe it's our duty to invest in our nation's children. Well, it wasn't permanent. It ended up expiring last year. Or perhaps it was earlier this year. I believe it was earlier this year. And throwing those children right back into poverty. Now, in 2018, Kamala Harris, when she was in the Senate, co-sponsored that same legislation. It didn't pass then. And in 2023, she teamed up with fellow Democrats to pass a budget that would have made it permanent. That budget didn't pass, though, because of Republican obstruction. But today there will be a vote in the Senate, and J.D. Vance apparently is not going to show up for that vote. He went on Fox News on Monday and lied. I mean, this is just incredible. He went on Fox News, and he said that Kamala Harris was, quote, calling for an end to the child tax credit. No, she's one of the authors of it. She's calling for it to be passed. But he, honest to God, he literally went on Fox News and right into the camera said Kamala Harris is calling for an end to the child tax credit. This guy is, I mean, there's just no bottom for these people. There's just no bottom. It's just, it's crazy. All righty. A new poll, by the way, showing abortion is a critical issue for Democratic voters. I'll share a little more of that with you after the break at the bottom of the hour. I've got to share with you my this amazing story of what's going on in Georgia right now, right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with you. By the way, you know, Trump had said that Putin would release when he was elected. This is Putin looking at the polls. That's what I believe.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now, yeah, they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Stretch for miles in the heat and the cold. They change the rules, move the poles. They make it hard just to cast our vote, to play our part. Old voter suppression, stealing our rights in the land of the free. We've got to fight for every voice to be heard, every vote to be cast, to break these chains, make our freedom last. ID laws and purges, they target the poor. Minorities, the young, they silence the roar. They gerrymander.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Georgia's latest voter suppression tactic, a blueprint for disenfranchisement. In this article, I go through how Brian Kemp became governor. First off, he was the Secretary of State, and he purged hundreds of thousands of people from the voting rolls, many of them black, and then won that election by 54,000 votes against Stacey Abrams in 2018. He had purged over 500,000 people from the voting rolls. Greg Palast hired
the company that runs, that verifies addresses for Amazon, and found that 334,000 out of those 534,000 people, mostly black, had neither died nor moved, but they had sure lost their right to vote. In 2020, when Stacey Abrams challenged him again, he purged another 309,000 voters. Again, Greg Palast hired that company and found that 198,351 of them should not have been removed from the polls. So, you know, what's the latest trick? Well, this is getting weird. You know, they say that they're purging the voting rolls in order to, quote, keep the voting rolls clean. Why does that count? Because people like, you know, Brian Kemp in Georgia and Brad Raffensperger say that if people are registered in two states, they can vote in two states, and that's a bad thing. Well, people don't vote in two states. Louise and I have lived, you know, we grew up in Michigan, we moved to New Hampshire, we moved to Germany, we moved to Georgia, we moved to Vermont, we moved to Oregon, we moved to Washington, D.C., and we moved back to Oregon, okay? In the last 50 years, that's what we've done. Not once have I notified a state that I left the state so that they could cancel my voter registration. Nobody does. So how do states know that people have moved? When your driver's license expires, they remove you from the voting rolls. It's real simple. You know, driver's licenses are typically 4 or 5 years. I mean, some of them max about 5, but, you know, and so when they expire, they just take your name off the rolls. Or if there's a death notice, if somebody dies, then the states get those death notices, and then they remove you from the voting roll. That's real simple. There is no problem. You know, for a couple of years, I was no doubt registered as a voter both in Washington, D.C. and in Oregon, but I didn't fly back to D.C. to cast a second vote. Nobody does. So why are the Republicans so upset about this, so concerned about this? Because it's a good excuse to purge Democratic voters off the voting rolls. So this week, they rolled out a new website where you can delete your own voter registration. All you have to know is your name, address, social security number, driver's license number, or date of birth. And then for a full hour on Monday, they posted all 6 million Georgia voters' full names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and driver's licenses on that site. So any Republican who wants to purge anybody else from the voting rolls can simply download that list and then go in and say, oh, I'm Joe Blow, who lives in that Democratic district, or I'm John Doe, who lives in there, or Jane Doe, you know, whatever. I mean, this is their latest shtick. There's somebody on Twitter pointing out that in Texas, there's an online voter registration form, and at the very end, after you fill it all out, you click submit, and you think that you've registered to vote, right? In fact, what you did is the submit button actually just, it then says, okay, now here, you know, print this out and sign it and bring it in along with your proof, right, to the Secretary of State's office. And people don't go that far. They don't see that. They think they've registered to vote when they haven't. So if you're in Texas, be very careful. But anyhow, this is what they're doing in Georgia. It's bizarre.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Read all about it at HartmanReport.com. I'll be right back with you, picking up your calls in just a moment. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Three of the four people coming home to America tonight in a complex prisoner exchange with several countries have a big welcome tonight at Joint Base Andrews near Washington. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the families affected, including the husband of free journalist Alsu Kermisheva.
We got a call from the White House that we were invited to the White House. We were uncertain, so much so that we even hoped to get to the Taylor Swift concert that we were supposed to go to this Friday.
Charged in the stabbing death of a 10-year-old in Donegal Township, Pennsylvania, a 13-year-old boy, police say. Cops say the 10-year-old was a guest in the house. Data about manufacturing and unemployment claims sent Wall Street to a sharply down day. Art Hogan, chief market strategist, B. Riley Wealth.
Good news is there's plenty of news in front of us that could turn this sentiment around, but it's just not going to happen today.
This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five student groups at UW-Milwaukee are being suspended temporarily for some anti-Semitic social media posts. The school is linking the groups to social media posts it calls alarming. UWM says the posts use intimidating language aimed at Jewish community members and organizations that support Israel. Details are trickling in slowly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Eau Claire next week. Here's James Kelly.
Harris and her running mate will visit the region on Wednesday afternoon, although an exact time and host location has yet to be revealed. The campaign plans to announce who will be her running mate on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Vice President Harris is planning stops with her running mate in seven swing states next week. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show Squid Game are in for a real treat as a release date for season 2 has been announced. IndieWire reports that Netflix has also announced on Wednesday that a third season will happen in 2025. Season 2 will premiere on Netflix December 26th of this year. Not many people have sympathy for high-paid movie stars, but Roadhouse director Doug Liman says despite the fact that 50 million people streamed Roadhouse on Amazon Prime, he did not receive 1 cent. Variety reports that Liman said the MGM film was originally slated to open in theaters, but was switched to streaming at the last minute. And despite the robust streaming numbers, no one was compensated, including star Jake Gyllenhaal and producer Joel Silver. There is a second Roadhouse in development. No word yet on whether or not Conor McGregor will wear pants in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover shower or rumble coming to an end? The clouds pretty thick here in the overnight with mid-60s by sunrise, light north winds. For your Friday, skies turning sunny, highs of the upper 80s close to 90, a light north wind of 5 to 10. Right now, it's 73.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll evaluate the Paris Olympics at the halfway point, talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, and this week's media coverage with Mark Jacob.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I'm indexed, just live in the now, let go of the rest.
Welcome back. So a poll, this a Gallup poll, this was last month, showed 23% of pro-choice voters and 8% of anti-abortion voters will vote basically based on abortion and nothing else. 32% of voters. The Daily Kos just ran a poll. Joan McCarter's reporting about it over on dailykos.com. And it's from Civics, the CIVIQS, the polling agency. Nearly half of respondents, 48%, said that they would not vote for a major candidate who disagrees with them on abortion. 70% of Democrats said that, 28% of Republicans, 42% of respondents overall, demanding that the candidates ask for their votes for president, senator, governor, House of Representatives, agree with them on abortion. Kamala Harris has the support of 58% of women. 36% of women support Trump. 57% of women say they will cast their votes based on abortion. Wow, that's extraordinary news. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blowout this fall. I've been saying this for a year now, and it's, you know, now it's becoming obvious. It was tough to say a month ago, but it's going to be a blowout this fall. All right, what's on your mind? Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
No, hey, Tom. Well, to help keep it a blowout, yesterday Trump put out seniors should not have to pay taxes on Social Security.
Oh, it goes beyond that. He claimed that he would never touch Social Security when, in fact, every single one of the 4 years he was president, his administration submitted a budget that cut Social Security every year.
Right, I realize that. But this issue for seniors, and I you know, you've talked about this. A number of us have called our representatives over the years saying to get rid of the Ronald Reagan tax on Social Security.
Yep.
And it is going to, it's going to strike, it's going to be an issue for seniors. My suggestion would be for the Democratic Party to get ahead of this and put it toward on the floor and put it to a vote, make them put their money where their mouth is.
I agree.
The Democratic representative from Minnesota, her name is Craig is her last name, Angie Craig. She has the You Earned It, You Keep It Act. It's House H.R. 7084. Now, her bill would eliminate the tax on Social Security payments. At the same time, it would make Social Security solvent by eliminating the cap. So that's an excellent. I don't know if there's a similar bill by anybody in the Senate.
Yeah, John. Oh, I'm sorry. John Larson has one in the House, too. But, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, so,
go ahead.
I'm just thinking, like you said, I guess I just go back to in 2016 when we all thought that Clinton was a liar. I realize this is a lot different now, but I'm just thinking, I don't want to give them any ammo at all. So I'm just thinking if the Democratic Party could jump on this, much as they did with the border bill, put it to a vote and say, hey, you know, let's fix this and
I agree.
And make it happen.
I agree. This
November.
Is a Republican tax. It was Ronald Reagan who did this in 1986, who put a tax on your Social Security income. And by the way, your Social Security, you know, you pay into Social Security through a tax. So this should be post-tax dollars. These should not be double taxed. We're suffering from double taxation. You know, those of us on Social Security, and it's wrong.
Yeah, I'm just thinking this would be for the Democratic Party, at least if they could get a vote in the Senate and the House on this
absolutely
before November.
Right. Absolutely right.
I think that would be great for the party.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Ed, thank you very much. Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I listen to political talk all day long, 5-6 different programs, yours included, obviously. But I hear a lot of good framing stuff come up, and I've started writing them down. Well, I've been writing them down for years, but I usually don't do much with them. But in this case, I thought it was important. On the, yesterday, Hal Sparks brought this up. I caught this on a Hal Sparks show where one of the frames that he
saw with the black jobs is that black people don't have careers. They have jobs, right?
Oh, interesting. So that's arguably what Trump was suggesting. Yeah,
that's what he's saying. That's how his mind works. Black people don't have careers. They have jobs.
Right.
And that's Hal Sparks. I'm giving Hal Sparks full credit for that.
Yeah.
And then today, friends.
Scott, I just lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Yeah. Keep going.
Oh, sorry. I moved. Anyway, so on Steph's show this morning, Angela said that pulling Trump out 30 minutes in yesterday proves his team doesn't trust him. So there's a trust. I don't want them to pull him out. I don't want him to leave.
He was supposed to be. Said he'd be there for an hour. He was there for 35 minutes.
But I don't want him off the Republican ticket. I want him, man, standing there.
He's the easiest Republican to beat this year. There's no doubt about that.
But I would imagine they somehow force him on. He would even his craziness. He could even go third party.
There's no doubt in my mind he would. And then he claimed that it was stolen, and quack quack quack. So
right, those were two good framing points. Hey, one other point about the Butler shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things they need to really focus on is where was the gun. I haven't heard anybody talk about that.
Yeah,
because they said he had a backpack, but again, you run into the same problem with the Oswald and
he was carrying the gun apparently openly because it's an open carry state.
He was carrying a gun on the grounds where the president of the United States is. I don't believe it because there was video from earlier where he wasn't. He was walking around the building.
The gun was hidden in the backpack or was pre-positioned or something?
It has to have been pre-positioned.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know, Scott. I'm no scholar of that, but what I have noticed is that Trump's ear has miraculously healed. Scott, thanks for the call. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
This thing about racism that most people don't understand how racist white people are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you, I know, because I live with them.
Yeah.
And they think that if you're not white, you're nasty, you're dirty, you're a crook and diseased, and you're horrible. And when I watch these videos, particularly with his Heritage Foundation president, his last name's Ford, he's talking about mass deportations with that smug smile on his face, I don't think that they mean just Hispanics. They want a white Christian nation, and how are they going to get it? And I have been warning black people that they need to make sure everybody's registered to vote, keep checking, so they don't, because they're saying if you haven't registered here and if you haven't voted in the last election here in Alabama, they are removing you from the voter rolls.
Right.
And some people don't vote in the midterms.
Most people don't vote. Many people don't vote in the midterms. Yeah, you're right. Actually, a majority don't vote because you get a voter participation rate below 50%. So, in fact, most people don't vote in midterms.
Yes, and so, but when Trump was talking about these illegal immigrants taking black jobs, I didn't know whether to laugh or scream at the TV, because to me, we have black EMTs, firemen, police officers, sheriffs, city councilmen, a black mayor. We have black representatives in the House, and we have black professors with doctorates in these colleges, and teachers, and nurses, and doctors. We have doctors from every country in the world here because of the University of Alabama in Birmingham Hospital is a training hospital.
Yeah.
We have people from all over the world here. And we have, we have a Hyundai plant. And so we have Koreans of every kind. Japan bought a historic building downtown. It was one of the first skyscrapers back then, 100 years ago. And so do they intend to round up everybody who's not white? And what are they going to do with them, Tom?
Well, it's an interesting question. There's two things you just raised, Norma, that I'd like to speak to. One is that question. I mean, black people should make sure that they have their proof of citizenship, proof of birth in the United States as well. Because if Trump becomes president and starts going door to door, rounding up people who he thinks are, should be deported to south of the border, he ain't going to go after any white people, but, like you said, people of color right across the board. But I think that when Trump was talking about black jobs yesterday at the Black Journalist Convention, that really the subtext of what he's saying is that, you know, black people have been the underdogs essentially in economically in the United States for 400, 500 years. And what he was trying to assert was that, you know, poor Mexicans are coming in and replacing the jobs of poor African Americans. And what that suggests is that that's just fine with Trump, that that racial hierarchy that has been here for all these years is like normal, that that's acceptable. You know, he should be condemning that rather than, you know, trying to exploit it. Yes?
Yeah. Well, Tom, let me tell one thing. I've had two white men tell me that Trump is going to get rid of these illegals that have Social Security cards and SNAP cards and live in federal housing. Two of them. I looked at him, I said, how do you think an illegal is going to walk into a federal building and get a Social Security card from a federal employee who is not going to commit a federal felony? And do you think these illegals who are under the radar of everybody are going to go say, hey, give me this?
Right.
They could be arrested and deported. Do you really think this is happening, that illegals are living off of Social Security and federal housing? How dumb are you?
Yeah.
You know, this is one of the things that I'm living with every day. These people think that if you're white, you're okay. Mm. Well, I'm part of the neighborhood watch. I watch white people, too, when they go by.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I don't stand there and stare at a black man jogging by. I'm watching the white ones because they're the ones who break into your house.
Yeah, more often than not, yeah. Norma, thank you. Thank you very much. It's always so nice to hear from you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
President Biden is speaking on this historic prisoner swap. This is the largest prisoner swap with the Russians since the since Russia was the Soviet Union.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-through line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
In the heartland where the rivers run, where the dreams of freedom first begun, they speak of flags and promised lands, but their vision slips through our hands. Vance and MAGA crew claim they know what's best for you, but their America's not what we see. Not the land of the brave, not the home of the free. They only represent our core, not the values we adore. Liberty and justice for all, not just for the few who stand tall.
It's 51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Matt in Rockville, Maryland. Hey, Matt. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Just to push back on a couple of recent quick callers. For starters, Jerome Powell doesn't set the interest rate. The FOMC, which is a committee, does. That's sure. For starters.
Yeah, but he has considerable influence over the Federal Open Market Committee.
And you know sure, that, influence Matt. And vote. He has a single vote, as do the other people.
Sure.
Second, saying the woman from Alabama who talked about not getting federal aid is going to the cities and states, and the cities and states are paying that out. So let's not act like taking money from pocket one and putting it in pocket two, then giving it out, isn't coming from pocket one. That's just an idiotic statement. But why I wanted to call,
that makes
you
no
said
sense.
That the Republicans were, yeah, I agree. And that's, I don't understand why she said it.
No, so, what you're saying makes no sense. Yes, so what?
You said that.
Yeah, federal aid is often block granted to states, or in the case of Medicaid, you know, flows directly to the states. So what?
Okay, so you said that Republicans were concerned with identity politics. NPR 2020, pressure grows on Joe Biden to pick a black woman as his running mate. Yeah. Politico 2021, Newsom says he'll name a black woman to Senate if Feinstein resigns.
Yeah, Democrats are saying, hey, we're going to make up for years and years and years of racial discrimination, and we're going to elevate some people who Republicans would not even consider. I'm astonished, frankly, Matt,
Clarence Thomas?
Yeah, Clarence Thomas.
What about the
ask some black people about Clarence Thomas. Man, I'm astonished that J.D. Vance even made the cut, given that he's got an Indian wife. I'm willing to bet that Donald Trump had no idea. Matt, good try. Thanks a lot. Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Oh, boy. I wish I could follow up that guy, but
he's doing his best.
Well, the reason why I called is because I remember, I think it was last week, when it became clear that Kamala Harris was going to take over for Joe Biden, that Mike Johnson was telling Republicans, please don't resort to racist and sexist attacks against Harris.
Right.
Which, number one, when you have to tell Republicans, please don't be racist and sexist, I mean, that's noteworthy in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not surprising that this is happening because, like you said, I mean, this is what they're all about. They're obsessed with race. Yeah. And it's always about black people. You asked about J.D. Vance's kids. They don't look at it like that. This all applies. This only applies to people like me, black people. Mm-hmm. And this is nothing new. I just want to remind folks that this country has tried to define who's black and who isn't for centuries.
Yeah.
Going back to the one drop rule.
Yeah,
I mean, you're a historian. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope they keep going down this road, to be honest with you, because it's not going to play well for them.
Yeah, I think what's happening is more and more Americans are saying, you know, yeah, if Democrats want to help people of color get a leg up, that's okay. But if Republicans want to continue trying to keep them down and continue to trash talk, you know, people of color, you know, we're not buying it anymore. And, you know, I get it. Thank you very much, Kevin. Well said. Thank you. Sandra in Boston. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to say, yesterday somebody called in to give you some shade about Kamala Harris, and I was hoping that in the future you take them on a bit because your viewers and listeners rely on you to know how to respond to these types of critiques. And I just wanted to remind them that Kamala's not like some Joe Arpaio type who defies the courts to pursue his own, you know, racist agenda. You know, as a prosecutor, she was tough on crime, which is what the American public wants, and will serve her well against the Republicans. And true progressives often go down in flames, like Chesa Boudin, the former San Francisco DA. And when Kamala was a prosecutor, at the time, mass incarceration was mainstream, and we weren't talking about the impact and the new Jim Crow. As someone who worked in law enforcement during that time, prior to the Black Lives Matter movement, Americans, particularly white Americans, weren't ready to hear about progressive police reform, and many still aren't. But you've got a great record on other progressive issues, including the environment, LGBTQ rights, marrying the first gay couple in California, and just fighting for average Americans against predatory businesses. But right now, when we're up against the new right, nothing could be more progressive than electing a woman of color as president. And I love what her mom told her, you know, you may be the first to do many things, but make sure you're not the last.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lastly, did you catch the On Point episode on the new right on NPR?
I did not.
If there's somewhere I can send it to you, this thing is scary, what they're talking about.
I'll make a note. And, we're going to hit a break here in about 20 seconds, and I'll make a note and go looking for it.
On Point, right. I'm telling you, it'll send chills down your spine, Tom. Please, please listen.
Okay.
Excellent. Have a great day. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sandra, and thanks for recapping. You know, the good things that Kamala Harris has done. I had forgotten that she had married the first gay couple in California, as state attorney general, as I recall. That you know, she's got a great record. She does, and she's going to make a great president. I'm really looking forward to this. You know, next year, you know, we all get to breathe the sigh of relief. The crazy will, well, it'll still be with us, of course, but not with the kind of power it has right now. And they're getting it. And like I said, Putin has figured this out. You know, Trump came out a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago and said, oh, you know, they're never going to release Gerskovich and Paul Whelan. They'll never do it. Putin will do that when I become president. No, Putin knows who's president.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511.
Eagle, 1490 AM. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll welcome Batman, Matt Rothschild, our good friend, and we'll air the grievances. You're going to want to listen. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what did you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.